Start your day at the Turaway, Northwest London. Tuesday, 7th of Adar, 28th of February. Dan Levy, Yitzchok, Raskin, Shlita, Halachas of Mishlach Monos. This week's Torah is sponsored L'chvod Simcha Sabar Mitzvah of Yoni Stimler, whose mitzvah was last Shabbos. Here, Rotzon, Shisku, Herobus, Kenov, the Rav Nachas, Semina, Mikol, Yotzei, Chalotzehem.
Morning. Thank you for the Dvar Halacha. 2 weeks ago, I had my Eineklach over for a Shabbos meal, and the topic around the table was about Machzor HaShekel, and my six-year-old Eineklach. He says, Zaidi, you're not going to give Machzor HaShekel because you're over 60. So then I said, well, actually, since we've started giving a Machzor HaShekel for all the family, so I'll continue Bezras Hashem. So, right, I was asked to say a Dvar Halacha and chose, I was learning about Mishloach Monos, and so I'd like to talk about Mishloach Monos. And the first most important thing is that cellophane is not ma'akev. Now, first question, what is considered a portion of food? So something like a little tub of hummus, chrein, ketchup, peanut butter, jam, a jar of jam, is that called a mone? So there is the Gemara where you have Rabbo and Mori bar Mar, and they exchange shlachmonis. A rabbi sends some sweet flour, grain, some kind of sweet stuff, and Mori bar Mar sends back a bag of ginger and a bag of pepper. And so neither ginger nor pepper are eaten on their own. They are typically eaten together with another food. So the Bnei Yisoschar also wrote, there's a couple of sforim of his on Gemara. One of them is on Gemara Brochus called Magid Ta'aluma. And he has a sefer on Gemara Megillah called Reach Dudoim. So he goes through this whole story in the Gemara from more on a Drush approach. And then he has about 10 conclusions, Lahalocha. And one of them is about whether shlachmonis, something which is not eaten on its own, only to enhance another food, whether that would count as shlachmonis. And he says the fact that they gave ginger or pepper as shlachmonis tells you that that also counts as a mona. You have also the Muchachirov talks about how much. So let's say how much mustard would be used in a meal. You know, you got on a plane or you have a catered meal delivered to your hotel and it comes with a little tub of mustard, let's say. So that is the serving for a meal. That's the quantity which would be a mone in the context of a shlachmonas.
So it's the food, not the food on itself.
That's the chiddush here. That even though it's not a food which is eaten on its own, but because that's the amount of condiment, if that's the right word, to accompany another food, that would also count as a mona. So let's say, if I would eat sushi, I'd have to say shechion, because I've never eaten the stuff. But if I would order sushi, it would come with a little sauce, a little tub of sauce, I believe. So that would count as a mona. So then, let's say you order, you buy chips, American French fries, with a little bit of sauce. So that would be called two monos, the chips and the sauce. And it seems to be, though, this goes even further then. A little tub of mustard and a little sachet of sauce would be already considered stay monos, according to this. That seems to be the
ginger and pepper, don't they have to be royal achila? You can't eat them on their own. Forget whether it's a condiment or not.
But it doesn't need to be cooked. You just take it and you have it together with the other food. I mean, that's the Gemara, yeah? Right, which brings me to another hemshech to that. A bag of instant mashed potato. It might be more useful for the Suda Purim than a chocolate wafer. Are you Yotze? So actually,